Okay, today's daf is Vachim daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we are on Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. We're by the two dots, which is two ha'aris on the Gemara beforehand. We spoke yesterday that when we envision the Mabul in our heads, we should not only think about Og outside; we have to think about the Re'im with his nose stuck onto the Mabul. Onto the teva sticking out, according to that cheetah, unless you say that their aim was in Eretz Yisrael and strong enough to withstand the hevel that everybody else died from, their aim was able to withstand it. Rabbi Simon in the Sefer Imrei Baruch in Parshas Lech Lecha discusses what's exactly was the mida k'neged mida that Og was saved, and was he saved? He was saved in such an unusual way. He wasn't zochah to go on the teva, but just his head went on the teva. Mimanavshach imakadosh baruch. He quotes this from Rav Zadel Epstein. It says, "If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to Latzilo, if Hashem wanted to save him, Lama Yitzarach Shiyeh Chus LaTeva. Why do you have to be outside the Teva? Put him on the Teva. And Halo Ben Kovo Hechzik HaTevas Kol HaChayas. And if he was not supposed to be saved, then why was he saved at all? So he quotes that it was a perfect Mida Kinegan Mida. Why? Because Og had some aspects of Chesed. He had a little bit of Chesed. It wasn't inside, but he'd do something. He spoke. Right, what happened? Vayavo apalit zu og. So some say, oh, it was because he wanted Avram to go and fight, and he should die, and so he could take Avram's possessions. But so it wasn't inside, but it was outside. Og had this he koach dibur that he sometimes used for chesed. So Kodesh Baruch Hu says, your dibur, but it wasn't inside, but your speech did a mitzvah. So I'm going to save you. I'm going to save your mouth. I want to save you. It goes on to the teva. V'romanu mizeh pirusha shon negiya ktana b'chesed. Shosu nekuda ktana hitzilasam in a mabul. V'lozeh aremez b'mashe piv ha'yadavik l'teva. L'aremez shebemez b'chol gufo ha'yashakua b'cheta k'dor ha'mabul. His whole body was just like the door ha'mabul. That's why his whole body was in the water. V'lozeh piv ha'yadavik negiya kalshu b'maysa chesed. Dak shebedak. He had a little element of chesed with his mouth. By the possession he gave Abraham, and in that is why his mouth was saved with the teva. It wasn't inside; it was just on the outside. And he quotes, continues quoting, and says maybe that the chisaron of Og was his machshavah, not his maisa. Right, his maisa, the act was okay; it was just what was behind it was the problem. He says maybe that's why on Pesach. Matzah's mitzvah is nikra matzah, and if you have kavanah l'shem matzah, it's matzah, and if not, it's just called uga ba'alma. What's an uga? Uga is og, it's just like you did the act, but there was no machshava behind it. It wasn't matzah, it was just og. It was og. Right, b'li machshava, b'li anything behind it. Okay, that was part of a larger maracha in Imrei Baruch Ma'amar Ches in Sefer Bereishis. One, yeah?
This matzah is matzah. Later,
Isa
of Avram is much later than
no, right. I'm saying, but that reflected. Right, you're right. The Vayavo Palit was later, but it reflected a certain element that he had with his koach hadibur. One other, yeah.
He doesn't mention why the
Re'im
was there.
Doesn't mention why the Re'im, right? Oh, maybe all the animals, you know, two, and I know I don't know if the Re'im is a kosher animal. So you didn't have only have two of them. You didn't have seven of them, but Pasha's all of them to save the species. And the other ha'ara to mention, based on the whole Gemara yesterday, the whole discussion, was started with the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether the Mabul spread to Eretz Yisrael or not, and that has ramifications in terms of whether Eretz Yisrael is Baduk or not. So Dvir HaKodesh, which we haven't mentioned in a couple of weeks, the Dvir HaKodesh says, right here on our daf, on Tov Kuf Tzadik Hei, what's the whole discussion though? But isn't Meisei Akum may say Bnei Noach and Amitami Ba'ol anyway. So what are they? What's the whole discussion? What are they worried about? You want to say Bnei? These are Mamish Bnei Adam, not just Bnei Noach, right? It was the times of Noach. But what was the whole discussion of that? You should say that there is Tumah. You're worried about Tumas at the home, Tumah underneath. I'm worried about Negiyah. Worried about the home. So to home, you're worried about Oel going all the way up. So what exactly is the reason that there's any issue that they were worried about? So he says, Venire. He says, Demikiva denamer, he says a chiddush. Demikiva denamer din da asiya b'makom tahar. Since it says that a paraduma has to be done in makom tahar, then even if there is a type of tumah that's not mitame, but it's still not called a makom tahar. And he quotes the Rambam to quote this idea. The Rambam in Hilchos Paraduma in Perek Yudalit Halacha Gimel. Kli sheyeshbo efer omayim mukudashin. Let's say you have a kli that has the efer, the ashes of the paraduma in it, or the water of the paraduma, and it's mukaf with summit pasil. We know in an ohel, if something is tightly closed, then that protects it. That's chotzeis b'fnei atoma. But the Rambam says, if you have efer or the mayim mukdashin in a summit pasil, and it's in an ohel ames, it's tamei lapara. It's tamei lapara aduma. She'ein efer achatas nitzelas b'summit pasil. She'nemar b'makom tahar. Ve'ein zeh makom tahar. What are you talking about? It's not in a makom tahar. It's not mitame. That's makom tame. It's in summit pasil. It's closed up. So the answer is, says it's Verakodesh, for paraduma, you have this new idea that even if it's not regular tuma transferred, it's still not makom tahar. There's no tumas ohel here. It doesn't go to the usual framework, but there's a corpse down there. It doesn't have the status of makom tahar, and therefore it would still be a problem. Beautiful chiddush in Taf Kuf Tzadik Beis. Right here on our daf. Okay, now we continue with our discussion of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah quoted, we're by the two dots towards the bottom of Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. The Mishnah quoted Seir Hamishtaleach. If somebody burns the Seir Hamishtaleach, says the second line of the Mishnah, Seir Hamishtaleach shehikrev bachutz, not burns, the paraduma was burned. Seir Hamishtaleach that you're makrev bachutz, pater your pater. Why? Because it's not royal Pesach Olam Moed. The Pesach Abay Lo Evio is not supposed to go to Olam Moed. Pesach Seir Hamishtaleach is supposed to be thrown off the cliff. Just like paraduma, you're going to be pater because it's supposed to be burned outside on Haraz Esim. Seir Hamishtaleach is supposed to be hukrav. Is not supposed to be hukar b'fnim, it's only hukar b'chutz, and therefore you're going to be putter in that case. V'raminhi, says the Gemara 1 minute, but I'll ask you a stira. The Brisa says, oh, carbon. The Brisa says, what do you learn from the lashon of oh, carbon? Shomeya ani sha'afilu kachi bedek habayis shenikru carbon. I might have thought that even if you shaft a carbon that is bedek habayis, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're also chayev, because it's still called a karban in the Pasuk Shenemar, v'nakriv is karban Hashem. When they came back, the Bnei Yisrael came back in the end of Sefer Bamidbar, Pashas Matos, when they fought the war with the Minyarim, they came back, and they said, v'nakriv is karban Hashem. And they were talking about Betek Abayis, money they gave back, they wanted to give a present to HaKadosh Baruch when they call it a karban. So you might think the fact that it's called a karban, if you shecht an animal that's Betek Abayis outside the Beis HaMikdash, then you are chayiv, tamalomar, v'yel pesach, ol moed, lo hevi o. Only, no, it says, to the pesach ol moed, you didn't bring it, misha roi, lovo, but ol moed, only something that's going to get to ol moed itself, yotz ukaz shebetek abayis, she'enem ra'uyin, excluding betek abayis, which are not ra'uy for ol moed. Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll come back. Otzi, the Brisa continues and says, Otzi is elosh in ru'uyin. I might think that I only exclude these items of Bedek Abayis that are not ra'uy. V'lo otzi es seira mishtalayach. And I won't exclude seira mishtalayach. Shehu ra'uy lavo pesach olamoid, which is ra'uy to come to pesach olamoid. Why is it ra'uy? Because you're gonna do the vidui on it, and you're gonna do the goral. So it's going to come to olamoid. It's not gonna be burned in olamoid. Or maybe it's roi because you don't know which one is going to be picked yet. So maybe if you take a certain approach of brera, that you don't say that you see it totally in the past, but now this animal could be the one. It could be the one. So tabalav l'Hashem. That's why you have to exclude l'Hashem. L'hotzis here mishalayach shenem yuchal l'Hashem. No, even so, even if it's going to go, it's not miyuchal l'Hashem. Even if this is the animal, there's another one next to it that's not going to be hukrav. And if this is not the animal, it's not miyuchad. You have a couple of avodas bifnim, but you do the rest outside. Question mark. But what do you see? The Brisa calls the Seir Hamishtaleach a carbon that's ro'i lavo pesach olamoid. It's ro'i lavo. It's just excluded from the pasuk, but it's ro'i lavo. It's against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said it's eno ro'i lavo. It's machlokes between how you categorize it. Answer, lo kasha, kan kodem agrola, v'kan la'achar hagrola. It depends if it's before or after the goral. If it's before the goral, then it's roy. That's what the Bryce is talking about. Our Mishnah is talking about when it's after the goral, so therefore it is not roy anymore. Says the Gemara, achar hagrola nami, oika vidui. What do you mean? They still do something. Even after the hagrola, you're still misvadeh on the Seir Lazazel, which we'll talk about more about in a couple of minutes. You're still misvadeh on the Seir Lazazel. You still do something. So you write, okay, Amar Rav, Ela Amar Avmani Lokasha. Kan Kodem Vidui, Kan Lachar Vidui. Okay, so the Bryce is talking about a case where it's before the Vidui, before the Hagrala. Masha'enkim, in the Brishto, we're talking about a case of afterwards, and that's why it is not Ra'ui to come by Olamoy. Okay, let's go back for a minute to the Bedek HaBayis discussion. So the Gemara the Braisa had a Havamina that you might have thought even Bedek HaBayis, if you shecht a carpet Bedek HaBayis outside, you'd be Chayav Kamash Vola? No. What's the case of an animal that's Bedek HaBayis? So Rashi has two days. Rashi quotes first, Va'ani Shamati. I heard when I was learning Yuma, I heard Lufisha Stamon Ba'ali Mumin. Oh, a Balmum. Right, you're makav, because after all, Rashi is alluding to the fact that there is an isser to be makdish a tumim as bedek habayis. If I take a perfect animal, which I can be brought on the mizbeach, and yet I only give it bedek habayis kedusha, I say the value of this animal is going to bedek habayis. It's like a bizoyan. This animal could go to the base of mizbeach. You're only giving it bedek habayis, kachay bedek habayis, so the kachay tumim. So therefore, there's an issur. So Rashi says, day one, you know what we must be talking about? Bali Mumin, to Kaimalon. Because after all, we hold a mathvis to me, Mimlo Betekabayas, over Basai. So what are we talking about? You shech the Balmum. That's why. So that's also why it's not going to be chayef for Shchutechutz. Because talk about a Balmum. That's what Rashi says he heard in Yoma. Aval in Yin Hasugya. But according to this Sugya, says Rashi, if I focus, very unusual for Rashi to talk like this. I heard him in Yoma, but when I'm learning this Sugya, this is what I think. Aval in Yin Hasugya, ani loman kan dafilu tamim, nami kari eno roi. Because here it doesn't say that it's not roi because it's a balmum. What does this price say? It's not roi because to lo hua salavo alo amoid. Because its future is not to go to amoid. That's even about a tamim. Even about a tumim, and what's his raya? What's his raya that you can have a tumim animal that's categorized as eno ra'oi to haparas chatas tamimahi v'kari la eno ra'oi? Paraduma. Paraduma is a tumim, doesn't have any mum, and yet the Mishnah said it's eno ra'oi. So therefore, so too here. If you have bedek habayis in the brisa, that's tumim, it's categorized as eno ra'oi. Tosfos does not like this second shot of Rashi. He doesn't like the raya. Tosfos says, can't compare a paraduma to a tumim that's going to be hukrav lebedek habayis. A paraduma is a totally different bria. Says Tosfos after quoting Rashi in the fourth line, v'nira de'ein zuraya, the paras chatos, lo kaimel mizbeach. That's totally a different category. Aval matvis tumimim lebedek habayis. Who says that's not roi? It says in the end of Temura, to call haroi lemizbeach, eino yosim mizbeach mizbeach la'olam. What do you do? What's the halacha? There's an isser to be makar of a tumim, says Tosfos. And what happens if you're makar of a there's an isser to be makdish a tumim to bedek habayis. And what if you did? So the Gemara says, you're stuck. What do you have to do? Pashtus is you have to sell it and get money and sell this animal to be hukrav. This animal's going to be hukrav, be manavshach. So says Tosfos, that's not called eno rai. Tosfos doesn't like the second shot of Rashi. Okay, there's a discussion whether this issue of you're stuck is a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Eirchin, where this halacha is quoted, in Perek Hey, Halacha Hey and Vav, says the Rambam, Hamakdish behema tahora tamima lebedek habayis. Somebody is makdish, a perfect animal, to bedek habayis, instead of kedushas aguf, af al pi sha'avar al asay, even though you violated, in Isra asay, ma sha'asa asui, what you did has effect, v'chawa kedusha alay. There is kedushas bedek habayis that goes on this animal. V'niftes kashi tamima, and it's niftah when it's tamim, very unusual, right? Usually you have a kaji aguf, you can't be poded unless it gets a mum, but here it only has bedek habayis. So you can be poded when it gets a mum. U'ma'arich osaha kohen bidameha, and the kohen is ma'arich, how much is the value? V'hadamim yiplu lebedek habayis, and that money goes to bedek habayis. What happens to the animal? V'ein ha'pode oseh pode ela amanas lahakriv lemizbeach. But we only allow the person to be poded, this animal, if they're going to use it as a carbon. L'mashi hiru'uya should call davar ha'roi lemizbeach enu yosim yedei mizbeach la'olam. Because if it was roi lemizbeach and you sent it on its way towards there, but you only gave it bedek habayis, like half kedusha, it's enough, and it never can be used for anything else. So the Mishnah Melech here points out a machlokas rishonim. In his view, is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbanan? That it's not yotzei midei mizbeach la'olam. That is the suffix of the of the Mishnah Lamelech. I saw a beautiful official pearl out in the Sefer HaMitzvahs on Rav Saadi ago, and he says, we have to look at different formulations of Rishonim. Kedaka B'Kodesh has a long arichus on this, but he says it could be that what's the din of Eini Yotzei Midei Mizbeach La'olam? When you're makdish a tamim to a bedek abayis, is it more like a knas? Like you did something wrong, you shouldn't have done it. So you know what? We're not going to let you take this animal and use it for anything else except to be a karbon. You're right, it only has kedushas bedek abayis, but it's like a knas daraisa, assuming it's a din daraisa. Or do you say more? When I'm makdish something to bedek abayis, if it's a tamim, it automatically has kedushas aguf also. You can't get out of that. It has a certain level of kedushas aguf. It just also has bedek abayis, and that overrides in terms of your ability to be poda it, even when it doesn't have a mum. But it's eino yotzei midei bezeach because it has a certain level. The second that it's a tamim animal and tamim and hektish connect, boom, there is a level of kedushas aguf there. But it's not just a knas, but there is a lundus there that it has Bayes Kedushas. That's the suggestion of Yeruchim Vishal Perlau in Sefer HaMitzvahs. You want to look it up, Chelek Bayes, page 606 in Yeruchim Vishal Perlau. I'm not going to read it now, but that's what he says. Okay, Viter. Last line. Haroveya Va'anirba. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara listed off all the types of animals that were pasul, that if you shech these animals b'chutz, you're not going to be chayev, because none of them are ro'oi li'karif ifnim. They all have major problems. Says the Gemara, ro'oi v'anirba, an animal that has a relationship with a person, v'hanami, typically pesach ha'amoed. Why doesn't you learn these? All these are also not ro'oi l'pesach ha'amoed, but you don't quote the same pasuk. In the Mishnah, you quoted for Paradum and Sira Mishtalech, you quoted v'alpesach lo amoed lo hevio, and then for all these other psulim listed, you quoted a different pasuk. Lifnei Mishkan Hashem. Whatever is not royal, lavo Mishkan Hashem, ain't chayav in a love. Why a different pasuk? Asked the Gemara. It's not royal, pasuk al moed. So, could you come up with a case with any of these items that it was ra'ui, and because it was ra'ui, it wouldn't have been excluded from that pasuk, and that's why you had to come up with a new pasuk? So the Gemara goes to work. Bishlamo Raveya Vanirba. Find Ro'er Ro'veya Nirva, I could come up with a case where it was Ra'ui. And as long, and the Gemara's assumption is, as long as it was Ra'ui once, what we used to call Kol Shep Sulo Bakodesh, remember the Mishnah in the ninth parak, so Mishkachas Lo Da'akdash Shinhu Me'ikara V'Hadaravu. You were Makdash before this happened. Rachman Litzlan. Not only did a person have a relationship with an animal, with a Kadosh animal, right? Da'akdash Shinhu. First it became Kadosh, and then the Revi'ah took place. So therefore, it was Roy LePesach HaMoed. Elo Muksa V'Nevad. But by Muksa Nevad, by an Avodah Zarah, how do you ever have a case that is going to be Ra'ui LePesach HaMoed? Why? If you're Makdash it first, and then you do Avodah Zarah, then Allah is in Adamos, Adam Shana Shalom. It's not yours anymore. If you bow down to a carbon, nothing happens to it. It's already belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara is back to the question. So why aren't those just excluded from the Pasuk of Pesach Al Moed? Why do you need a new Pasuk? What do you need a new Pasuk for? So before we do the Gemara, the Sugya of, you know what, let's just finish. B'kachim, yeah.
Can we say it's not Usher, but you can't be Mach?
What do you mean it's not Usher?
That someone was
over
that was
Zara,
not
also,
but you. But
right, it's also Lagabe Amizbeach. But once you're Makdish it, they're talking about you're Makdish it already. If you have a. Say, if you're Makdish it, then you can't Aser it at that point. You can't Aser it at that point. Because Ena the most of Davashena Shalom belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the case that you're talking about? You're talking about what we mentioned yesterday. It's not Aser Lehedyo. If somebody has a. Is Roveya and Nirba or any of these cases to a before it becomes a Beis HaMikdash property? So then it becomes Usser, and then you try to be, then you want to be Makdish it, then it's Eino Roy Lagabi HaMizbeach. So it's the opposite order. It's already not yours. So it's Eino Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo. But once you already stopped me, so let's talk for a minute about Eino Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo. There is, every time this comes, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but it's an important, very important makar to mention. Regarding 10 different sugyas, but including one of them is Eino Adam Oser Davar Sheinu Shelo, and that's the Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Zaharis Siman Ayin Vav says that there are two types of effects a person could have on an item. Two different chaluyos, two ways that I could create a chalos. Right, a person, marriage, divorce, chalitza, yibum. All of these are cases where a person does something. So there are two categories, says Rabbi Chanan. Number one, where a person is really in charge, a person is the bailim on this halachic process. Kemo bechala kinyanim ubekidushin ubegerushin kinyanim kidushin, get all that a person is in charge. Shaha adam hu apoel is chalos adin. That's one type of category of halachic actions that I do. And number two, heicha shaha maisa baatzma below koacha adam poel is chalos adin. Another type is where a person does a physical action, but halachically he's not having the effect. He does the act which creates a certain reality, and then memewa a halacha kicks in. But it's not that he's doing it. Kamo b'shchita, the materis. By shchita, am I being mati the carbon? By marriage, I am creating an eish ezish. By shchita, am I creating a shachut? No. I am physically shechting the animal. And then once I do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and says, you did this physical act, I'm saying it's kosher. I'm saying it's shachut. Kamo b'shchita, after b'ina koach gavra, mikomakom ha'adam eino ha'matir, ela ha'shchita atzma materis, im nasa kilchasa. Many nafgaminas between these two different categories. For example, are you allowed to make a condition? Are you allowed to make a tanai? I can get married and say, you're married to me on condition that it snows tomorrow. On condition that blank. Whatever it is. On condition that I give you money tomorrow. That you give me money tomorrow. You make a condition on marriage, on divorce. You can make conditions. Can I make a condition on shechita? I'm shechting this animal. It's going to be kosher on condition that the store is open. You did the shechita or you didn't do the shechita. If you did the shechita, it's kosher. It doesn't matter what your kavana was. You don't have to have kavana leheter. Why? Because that's category two. You can't make a tznai on category two. Because a tznai, Tosa says in Ksubis, reflects bailus. Ksubis ayin dalet. And therefore, if you're not a bailum on the process, you can't make a tznai in the process. That's what Tosa says by chalitza. By chalitza is not like Kiddushin and Gerushin. Chalitza is automatic. The second that the act of Chalitza is done, she takes off his shoe, she spits in his direction. Once that's done, the heter kicks in, it's like Shechita. Unlike Kiddushin and Gerushin. What other nafkaminas do you have? One of them is, on the list, Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalom. Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalom is only where a person is trying to, if the person is a bailam on a process, then you apply the principle of Ein Adam Osa Davar Shein Shalom. But if the iser comes memela, you're not going to say another mother of shirshal. For example, if I go over to your kitchen and I cook basa b'chalav in your pot, ain't it the most mother of shirshal? The pot's kosher. No, that's a metzias. If you create basa b'chalav, it's a daraisa. You cook it together. The pot's treif. Doesn't matter all day. I can be thinking I'm only doing the physical action here. I don't really want to treif up his pot. It doesn't matter. That's a metzias. And if it's a metzias and it's nasas memela, once that occurs, so that's going to be a problem. But if it's bowing down to your friend's item, so it's going to create a chalos shame avud or mukser v'nevad, that you can't do. Then you say, ena demosas avar shein shalom. That's one of the, another one of the nafkaminas that we have in all these cases. Can you be chozer bo lachra maisa? Right after you shechted, oh, I didn't mean it. Right, ki bichozer bo, that's another nafkamina. Im yuchalik vo azman, could you be say it's only going to have an effect later? Right, la'achar shloshim yom. Okay, this is again a very important source. If you've never seen it, Simon Ayin Vav in Kofas Ha'aretz, related to another most of Shin Shalom. But related to our sugya, ask the Gemara, once an animal is a carbon, ain't another most of Shin Shalom. And if that's true, the seconds, if it's a carbon already, then it's not going to be usher. And if you made it usher beforehand, then it was never roi. So what exactly is the case in the Gemara? Ask the Gemara, why can't you say it's excluded from Eino roi? So answers the Gemara, no. B'kachem kalim v'aliyu d'Rabbi Yosei Glili. We're talking about kachem kalim, according to Rabbi Yosei Glili, who holds, the other kachem kalim, omen b'aylam hu. Rabbi Yosei Glili says, for certain halachos, kachem kalim, though they're kachem, it's considered the owner's money, the owner's property. Where does he say this? In the context of Asham Gzelos, Detanya. You know, the halacha is at the end of Parsha Zayikra, next week's Parsha. If I have something of yours and I deny it, then I swear that I don't have it. Whether it's something I stole from you or something that I'm guarding from you or I found your Aveda, whatever the case is, and I swear about it, and then ultimately Adam come and say that I really have it, I'm chayev a carbon Asham, and I have to add on a chomesh, I have to give back the item. So that's the halacha. But it only applies if you swear about something that really belongs to the other person. What if you swear about somebody's kachem kalim? that you have somebody's shlomim, and you swear that you don't have it, so Rabbi Yosef Luli says you're still chayv a regular karmen asham. Says umal amal b'shem l'rabos kachim kalim shem amono. Dear Rabbi Yosef Luli, right? So that's the case. So you can have a case of karbanos that starts off as a karban, so it's roy l'pesach ha'omoed, and then it loses its status, and that's why it's excluded. Doesn't lose its status, it becomes a problematic, and that's why you need the other pasuk in the Mishnah, not just roy l'pesach ha'omoed, but l'fnei mishkan Hashem. So the Gemara now summarizes hilkach. Roveya v'nirba become problematic. Why? Dvar erva. They're a karban, and then the dvar, it gets the status of erva, and that's why they can't be hukrav. Muksa v'nevad, avodas kochavim b'kachem kalim. Muksa nevad or kachem kalim. That's why those are excluded. They were roy at one point, so that's why they can't be excluded from the first pasuk. That's why the Mishnah has to bring the second pasuk. Esnan u'mechir. What about Esnan or Mechir? Esnam, what an animal that is given to a zona for her services. Mechir, an animal that is switched with a dog. Kilayim, an animal that is a mixture, a crossbreed. Yotzei Dofen, an animal that's born cesarean section. So in all these cases, so where do you have all these cases that are ro'oi l'pesach ha'amoed, and therefore you need another pasuk to exclude them? After all these things happen before you make them a carbon. They're also eino ra'ui. So says the Gemara, bivlados kachim. All the cases, it's talking about vlad kachim. Vlados kachim, you have a carbon, and then the baby. And the problem is with the mother. There might be a problem with the mother, but then the baby comes out, and it's according to the opinion that says, ksavar, which is a machlokas, we had, I think, once before here, vlade kachim bahavayasan heim kadoshim. When does a baby inside a carbon become a carbon? When does it get the status of Kedusha? So some say, right away. When the mother gets Kedusha, the baby gets Kedusha. But this opinion says, no. It only gets Kedusha when it is born. Bahavaya son heim Kedoshim. When it is born. And therefore what? When it is born and not before the Leida. So this is a case where it could be Roi. It's Roi, Lepesach HaMoed, but then it gets the problem, because right when it's born, it becomes a carbon. So that's why you need the other pasuk in the Mishnah. It's right. So look at Rashi, second wide line. V'ksaver v'lados kachem b'havayasanim kadoshim b'leidasan miskadshos, when they're born. Hilka chau esnan u'mechir aleihem in nasan la'ubar shel mukdashin b'esnan. That's why the chalos can come even on the, right, if you give you the ubar as the present, to lo kaddish at shenolad. And in that case, it can get the status beforehand, and then you're makdish it, b'havayasan heim, right, and it quotes that, elu vlados kachim, of course, the Gemara Maseches Temuras. That's the case that's being discussed in the Mishnah, that you could have this quasi-status, that it could be ra'ui, when it's in the, let's say when it's in the mother, it's ra'ui, when it comes out, it's a karban, and it could get the status of esnan. Okay, just one ha'ara, and that is, what's the whole assumption of the Gemara? It's a very important ha'ara that they say b'shem the Brisker Rav, the Dvar Kodesh quotes from the Brisker Rav. The whole assumption of the Gemara is that if something was ra'ui ever, at some point, so then it's considered roi lavo alamoid. Maybe it might be this what you're bothered by. See it in your eyes. Right? So, in the whole assumption of the Gemara is that if it was roi once, it's called roi, therefore you need another pasuk to exclude it. Right? That's what we just said. But what's the whole discussion we just said about Sir Lazazel? Sir Lazazel was roi at one time. What did we just say down there? Oh, it's after the vidui. It's after the hagrala. But it was roi originally. The whole assumption is that it was roi, and now something changed. But we're saying that if it was roi once, then it's roi, and then you need another pasuk. So how do we explain Sir Lazazel now? The commissioner says Sir Lazazel is not roi. Oh, it's not roi because it's talking about post hagrala. But what do you mean? It was roi 5 minutes ago. So says the Brisker Rav, a fascinating way, I don't think we've ever said this approach, in Sir Lazazel. The second, says the Brisker Rav, the second that the Hagrala occurs, and the decision is made, Zel Hashem, and Zel Azazel, it loses its Shem Karban. The Shem Karban is Paka, and now it gets the Shem Shiluach on it. You have to say that to understand the Gemara. If you say there's any vestige of carbon here, then it should be considered roi. Says the Dvar Kodesh, beautiful, right here, quoting from the Brisker Rav. I couldn't find this Brisker Rav inside, but he quotes it. The besir lefnei avidui islei shem carbon, la'achra avidui paka shem carbon, v'yesh bo akshav rak mitzvah shiluach. There's a mitzvah shiluach, and he says, you look at the psukim, it sounds that way from the psukim and others, but he says, that's why it's not called roi anymore. Even though by other karbanis, if another karban gets a problem, it was roi, but now it's a problem, but it's still considered, you still see the roiness that it used to have. By Sir Lazazel, boom, right? When you have the hagrola and the vidui, then it's finished. It's finished and it's not called a karban anymore.
I had a different problem with that part, actually.
I knew you had a problem with something.
He said La Hashem, and said by the bright side, I wanted to say that that was before the Hagrola.
Which pasuk? Vanakrivis karban La Hashem? No, that pasuk by Midbar Laman Aleph was just that was the pasuk by Midyan. That was just quoting that by Bedek Habayis something could be called a carbon.
Right. No, but when it goes on, it says lo kasher. It's not a problem.
Right. Right.
Hagrola.
So the Mishnah is talking about after Hagrola.
Right. But what about Kodem Hagrola? So you need Lashem. How's it Lashem?
Kodem Hagrola. That's the Brisa. The Brisa is Kodem Hagrola. The Brisa categorizes it as Ro'i Lavo Pesach HaMoed, and it's excluded because Eino Miyuchad Lashem. It's not miyuchad Hashem. His destiny is not purely, perfectly, only like this. That's why it's excluded, because it's not from miyuchad Hashem, not just from Hashem. Okay, let's go weiter. Okay, there's more on Esnanu Mechir, but we'll continue, and if we have time at the end, Kedarkina Bakodesh, we will probably not come back. Okay, Bali Mumin Vechulu. I have to be positive and optimistic. Okay, Bali Mumin Vechulu, also Esmino Vechulu. I got to be a realist. So all these cases, we have three machlokos in the Mishnah between the Tanakam and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon all the time said, as long as something is going to become roi, so then you're going to get a lo saseh. You're not going to get a full curse. You're going to get a lo saseh. While the Tanakam said, no, you're not going to get anything if it's not roi right now. So what do you need all three cases for? Vitzrichet iton abali mumin. If you only have the case of bal mum over temporary mishum demisi, you might say that the Tanakama says that you can't be makar v'inat chayef for because it's disgusting to bring a bal mum on the mizbeach. Aval torin delo meisi, but torin which are just not old enough yet, so it's not ma'us. So emamodil the Reb Shimon, maybe they'll give the Reb Shimon that they're still a lo saseh for shchutei chutz of those. So that's why you need that case. V'itan a torin if you only had that case. Mishum delo chazi v'idchu. That might be because it was never ra'ui, and that's why it is your potter. Avobali mumin de ichzu v'itchu. Avobali mumin there was roi, and now it got a temporary, and it's going to become roi again. Same at the modul of the Reb Shimon, maybe lurabanan. So maybe in that case, maybe it's the opposite direction. Maybe there it's nire v'nitcha that might really torpedo it, and therefore it might be totally excluded. We've had this before. Nire v'nitcha could be worse than dichui meikaro. Right, it's like the case of the person who loses the president's election has less of a chance of winning than somebody who didn't run at all. Right, if you're already near a venitcha, that's worse. That's the mashal. So that's why he says here, maybe Reb Shimon would agree to the rabbanan in this case. That's why you have those two cases. Vitana hanatarti mishum tipsula degufayu. Maybe those two are cases where you would not be chayiv according to the Tanakama, according to the rabbanan, because they're psula guf. There's a problem with this animal. The animal's a balmum. The animal's not raw yet. Aval oso vespino tipsula me alma ka'asila. But by oso vespino, where the problem is a situational problem. There's nothing inherently in this animal. It's because you shafted the mother, you can't shaft the child today. But there's nothing wrong with this child. Any other day, he's fine. It's there too. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree. That's why you need all three cases to have the machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Shehayer Reb Shimon Omer, because the Mishnah said that Reb Shimon Shita is, if it will become Ra'ui, so then it is still going to be a lo sase. My time with Reb Shimon, what is the source for Reb Shimon that as long as it's going to be roi in the future, so it is enough of a problem now to be shrutei chutz. So, two suggestions in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rebbe Ila. Rebbe Ila says, Amar Reish Lakish, to Amar Kra, lo sasun kuchal asher anachno osim po ayom. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, that when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to do like you're doing today. You're not going to do what you're doing today. What does that mean? What are they not going to do that they've been doing in the Midbar? So Amar lehu Moshe Yisrael, Reish Lakish says, this is what Moshe is telling them. Ki ailisu le'eretz, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, yisharos takrivu, chovos lo takrivu. When you go into Eretz Yisrael for the first 14 years, you will not bring any karbonos chova. None. No carbonous chova will be brought, even on a bama gadola. We just said in the Mishnah, right? What happens in those 14 years? Bama gadola, bama ktana. So there's no iser bamos, because you could have your own bama ktana, but there is a bama gadola. But still, says Reish Lakish, you know what we darshan from this? You don't bring any carbonous chova. You only bring yashar. What are yasharos? From the Lashon ish kal hayashar be'inav. Meaning basically, whatever you want, meaning your nadarim and nadavis, you could bring during those 14 years, but you can't bring those, you can't bring any carbonous chova until you get to a kavua place after the 14 years. So says the, that's the drasha. That's until you get to Shiloh. So what do you see from there? That's an isser. It's an isser daraisa. He says, lo sasun. Don't bring them. And what if you did bring them? Let's say in Gilgal in those 14 years. So the Gilgal agabi Shiloh mechusar zmanu. This is like mechusar zmanu, right? It's too early. It's too early to bring these karbanas. Let's say you have a karban chova during those 14 years. It's mechusar zman because Moshe Rabbeinu said you can't bring it till after the 14 years. V'karmelu Moshe lo sasun. And Moshe says it's a lo sase. That's the makkah for Reb Shimon. Again, what does Reb Shimon say? If you do shchute chutz of an animal that is ra'ui la'achar zman, you're going to be chayiv. Because if Shimon holds, mechusar zman is really a karban, and if you shecht it outside, so then you're going to violate the lo saseh. That is the drasha of Reb Shimon, the first possibility of Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara, Amr b'yirmila Reb Zera, ihachi, if this is true, this is such a great makar. So if it's true, milkanami loki. Why don't you even say Reb Shimon would say Gemalkus for that case? Why don't you say Gemalkus? Alama Amar Rabbi Zera Hakasav Nitko Laase. Why does Reb Zera say that the Pasuk changed it into an Ase? Rashi points out here that this is an unusual usage of this phrase. Usually Hakasav Nitko Laase means Lav Hanitak Laase. That's not what it means here. Rashi quotes that it's a Gemara in Mesechas Chulin, where the Gemara says that if somebody shechts, see the Gemara, let's read it. Alama Amar Reb Zera, Perikosov Espino, second Rashi. Diktani Kachim Bifnim, Sofik Esarabim, Misham Labdelo Osov Espino. If I shecht a carbon and its mother inside the base of Migdash, regular case, so I get Malkus for that. I get Malkus for shechting the mother. Vihavinam Bavanilki Nami Misham Labdel Mechusar Zman, why don't you get double Malkus? The lava of Osov Espino, Vosishchatu Biomechad, and the lava of Mechusar Zman, because this is going to be right tomorrow. Why don't you get two Malkus? So the Gemara answers there, no, Mechusar Zman is only an assay. Just an assay. It's not a los assay. Tamalomar, Vishar, Vises, Saruba, Kalut, Mechusar Zman, Pasalut, Mishani Reb Zera, Hanach Lav, the Mechusar Zman, the Hakasiv Nitko La Assay, the Chsiv Be Assay Yesera. That's what it explains there. Basically, Mechusar Zman, the Gemara says in Chulin, is no Malkus. Just an assay. That's why Osov Espino, you only get one Malkus, not two Malkus. So ask the Gemara here, why is it then that according to Reb Shimon, Mechusar Zman is only going to be an assay. You should get Malkus. Because what's his source? Lo Sasun. So Lo Sasay. Lo Sasun, his marker from Mechusar Zman is Gilgal to Shiloh. So you should get Malkus. Answers the Gemara, Hani Milu L'Rabbanan. You're right. That Reb Zera in Chulin is only according to the Rabbanan. L'Reb Shimon Hachanami. You would get Malkus. Answer number one. You would get Malkus according to Reb Shimon from Mechusar Zman based on this pasuk of Reish Lakish. Second answer, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Pnim de Gilgal, Lagabe Shiloh, Kechutz Dami. You're right, it's Mechusar Zman, but it's really like Chutz also. Because what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't bring this carbon. If you bring this carbon anywhere, even on the Bama Gadola during these 14 years, that's outside of Shiloh, because Shiloh's not built yet. But it's Shchute Chutz outside. So if it's Mechusar Zman inside versus Mechusar Zman outside. According to Reb Shimon, the lo sase here is what? Mechusar Zman outside. That's where you're going to get Malkus. The Gemara over there is talking about Osov Espino inside. Mechusar Zman inside is not going to get the Malkus. That's the chiluk, because everything in Gilgal, based on this understanding, is considered chutz. That is all the first answer of For Reb Shimon, what exactly is the sheet of Reb Shimon? That Mechusar Zman is considered ra'ui somewhat, and therefore if you do it b'chutz, it's going to be Aser Mishum Lo Saseh. It is, or is Gilgal and Shiloh. Rabba Amar, Rabba says a totally different answer. Taima de Reb Shimon, Kidatanya as follows. Reb Shimon Omer, Minayin Luzoveach Pesach Bebamos Yachid, Bishaz Iser Abamos Yubalo Saseh. How do I know that if somebody shechs a carbon Pesach on a Bamos Yachid, No, no, there's an Issa Daraisa, we'll talk about it soon. There's an Issa Daraisa to Shech the Kerman Pesach on a Bamas Yachid, even B'Shas Heter Bamas. It's got to be on a Bamas Sibur. Right? It's a Sibur type of carbon. It's got to be there, as we'll see more in a second. So says Reb Shimon, how do you know that if you Shech the Kerman Pesach on a Bamas Yachid, B'Shas Isser HaBamos, Shu Belos Asay, when there's Isser HaBamos, you can't bring any carbonus on any Bamas Yachid. How do you know that it's in a Los Asay, Shenem or Los Suchal, as well as a Pesach? Based on that Pasuk, don't Shech the Pesach B'Achad Sha'arecha. Yochol af b'shas heter bamos kein. You might think that this isra applies even b'shas heter bamos. Still, this los asay applies to carbon pesach specifically. Tamalomar ba'achad sharecha. The next phrase in the pasuk says, "No, in one of your gates." And we darshin lo amarti lecha ela b'shah shekol yisrael nechnasin b'shar echad. This isra only applies when all Klai Yisrael are in a gate, which means when we're all going to one place. B'shas isra bamos. That's the end of the Braisa. So Amos, when exactly, what's the Braisa talking about? And this is Reb Shimon. So the Braisa is talking, what does the Braisa say? If you shech the Kerman Pesach, B'shas, Isser Bamos, you get a Los Asay. What about B'shas Heter Bamos? No. So is that really how we're supposed to understand it? Amos, when exactly during the day are you shechting this Kerman Pesach? E Nema Achar Chatzos, if it's Mamish after Chatzos. So it's Shas Isser Bamos. And you shechting it, Wa'achar Chatzos, on a Bamas Yachid, that's regular Shchut Echutz. Karis Nami Mechayiv. Mechayiv Karis for that. You're shechting on Karman Pesach, on a Bamas Yachid, when there's an Isser Bamos, that's Shchut Echutz. So, Elolav, Kodem Chatzos. But it must be then, before Chatzos. Before Chatzos, meaning, Mechusser Zman. It must be a case of Mechusser Zman. So what is this is Reb Shimon talking. So it's a case of Mechusser Zman, and you get a Los Asay. That's his source. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. No. That might not be a raya specifically to the Mechusser Zman Reb Shimon. Li'olam la'achar chatzos. Maybe it's even after chatzos. La'achar chatzos. It should be Isser Kares. It's regular Shchut Echutz. No, u'b'shas Heter Bamos Kai. No, and really it's the time of Heter Bamos. Heter Bamos? V'b'shas Isser Bamos Kamar. It says Isser Bamos. What do you mean Heter Bamos? No. Isser Bamalo Heter Bama Lechaveiro. It's Shas Heter Bamos. But by a carbon Pesach, even B'Shas Heter Bamos, you're not allowed to bring this on a Bamas Yachid. So therefore there's no Raya that we're talking about Reb Shimon Mechusser Zman. Maybe it's talking about all Achar Chatzos, and the difference is the difference is, are you shechting a Pesach or another carbon? Right? So that's what it says. But you might think, B'shas Heter Bamos Kain. I'm sorry, the first part of the Braisa is, it's only B'shas Isser Bamos, which means, in a time at Heter Bamos for everything else, but Isser Bamos for a Pesach. Right? That's it. And then Rashi explains how you read the next line of the Braisa, but that is, again, it's no riot to Reb Shimon. So it's interesting, this is a separate Isser Da'oraisa. The Chinuch counts this in Mitzvah Tuf Pei Zion. Tuf Pei Zayin, a separate Isser D'Oraisa, we'll have to get to this in the mitzvah shir, of shechting a Karban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid. Shelo lahakriv Karban Pesach b'Bamas Yachid. Shimnanu mi lahakriv seh ha-Pesach b'Bamas Yachid. Afilu b'shas heter Bamas. Right, trivia question. What is the only private Karban that you're not allowed to shecht on a Bamas Yachid b'shas heter Bamas? I think this is the answer. Right, Karban Pesach. Because Karban Pesach is a carbon yachid, but the Gemara calls it, it's a quasi-carbon sefer. Why? Because all of Klai Yisrael have to do it. Remember the Lashon Babik Knufya. All of Klai Yisrael do it together. So it's a carbon yachid, which is a little bit like a carbon sefer. And that's why you're not allowed to bring it a carbon yachid, but it's a separate Issa D'Oraisa. Then you Bamu Susha Haya called Yachid V'Yachid V'Yisrael Shur Ritzonu Lachar of Karban Bona Binyan B'chol Makam Sheyirtze continues the Sefer HaChinuch, V'yafilu bizmana ha'hu sh'ayam mutter lahem lasos kein, dafka b'shara karbonos. Only by other karbonos do we say that it is mutter. Aval karbon Pesach, but when it comes to karbon Pesach, ein makriven oso la'olam, ela babamas rabim, v'amakom sh'haya ha'mishkan sham. V'alzeh ne'mer l'sucha l'sporach ha'sepeza b'chad sh'arecha, and that's what it says in Megillah, ein bein bama gadol bama ktana, ela psachim. Psachim. Why? Mishar Shea Mitzvah, the Karban Pesach is all about Klal Yisrael. This is the first carbon that we got all together, the first national carbon. This is the root of all carbonus, so it belongs to be in public. And then the Chinuch adds, V'noe Isser Zeh Bizman HaBayis, only it applies Bizman HaBayis, Ki Oz Nakriv Karban HaPesach, Bizacharim, V'nekevis, even though, because they're also Chayvin Karban Pesach, and then he says, V'ef Shalomar, Sha'af Bizman HaZeh, Ha'over v'hikdish sela pesach v'ikriva b'bamas yachid over olazev v'chayiv malchus. It could be this goes into the bizman hazeh mitzvahs. The Chavetz Chaim wrote a whole sefer. How many mitzvahs are knowing bizman hazeh? Not too many of the 613, but a bunch of them. A nice amount, enough to keep us busy. But says the chinuch, it could be this goes on their list even bizman hazeh. There's a machlok as the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Is there only an isser of shchita or even ha'ala? That is a question that he deals with. But this is a separate isser daraisa, right? Of tough pei zayin. If it doesn't apply bizman hazeh, we just learned about it bizman hazeh. So that's our kiyum of this mitzvah. Okay, that is this kind. There's a question: is it nifsal b'di'evid? Is it nifsal b'di'evid if you shecht a karban pesach on a bum as yachid? Is it nifsal b'di'evid? So, for example, if you shecht a karban when you still have chametz in your house, so that does not passel the karban. That's an issur d'oraisa, right? It's an issur d'oraisa. The end of the pasuk at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. It's an issur d'oraisa, but it doesn't passel the karban. So what about here? Not so clear exactly whether it passels. The Me'iri says in Psachim Sadek Aleph that you get kares if you do this. So some say that according to the Me'iri, it's considered shchutei chutz. According to the Me'iri, it'll probably passel the karban. But it's not mefurish anywhere whether the karban would be nifsal or not. Let's just do a little bit more. Mechusar zman v'chulu, says the continuation of the Mishnah, all the cases of mechusar zman, all the mechusrei kapara. The Mechusri Kapara, considered Mechusri Zman, so if you bring all their karbanos, so then that you have the same issue. The Gemara says, V'hani b'nei Hashamos denu. What all these Mechusri Zman people in the Mishnah bring karbanos Hashem? The Gemara says, no. Amar Zeiri t'ni mitzora b'hadayu. Only the mitzora one. The mitzora has to bring an Hashem. So that's what's being referred to when it says Hashem in the Mishnah. We discussed in the past the Hashem mitzora, that it has two Kabbalahs, the Kabbalah in a cup and the Kabbalah in a kli, because part goes on the Mizbeach and part goes on the mitzora. Olo sein v'shalmehen. What about the olos and the shlamim? The Mishnah said, if you bring their olos and shlamim, you're going to be chayiv b'chutz. Why? Because those can count as nedavis. And those gathers in David, that's not mechus esman. That's a regular case of shchutei chutz. So says the Gemara. V'hani b'nei shlamim ninu. Right? Are these people chayiv shlamim? So Amar Rav Sheshes t'ni nazir. Rav Sheshes says, okay, put nazir in. And the Gemara just ends off. De ze'iri kavua tanoi. De Rav Sheshes love kavua tanoi. Ze'iri got into the Mishnah. Right? Ze'iri's suggestion of mitzora got into the Mishnah. But the other abzeiras did not. Rav Sheshes did not get into the Mishnah. So if you look in our Mishnah, our Mishnah has Mitzora in it. But it doesn't have Nazir in it. So therefore, where it just says he got in and he didn't get in. Period. Okay, well, I'll stop here. And Hashem, we can never have a good Shabbos, a good Chodesh, a good Shkolim. And we'll continue by Hashem on Sunday with Kuftez Zayin Izvachim. Maimon Har Sinai. They didn't know what was going on. They ran to Bilam. That's the Gemara Kuftez Zayin, among other sugis that come up. This last Shabbos that we're in Maseches Zvachim. Last Shabbos. As Hashem, we continue.